From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott.
When the official portrait of Michelle Obama was unveiled at the National Gallery, artist Amy Sherald talked about her inspiration for that Millie dress.
It has an abstract pattern that reminded me of the Dutch artist Piet Mondrian's geometric paintings. But Millie's design also resembles the inspired quilt masterpieces made by the women of Gee's Bend, a small, remote Black community in Alabama where they compose quilts and geometries that transform clothes and fabric remnants into masterpieces.
Gee's Bend is a remote peninsula in Wilcox County, surrounded on three sides by the Alabama River. In their isolation, generations of women descended from slaves created a visual language, a world apart from the ordered symmetry valued in other quilting traditions. Discarded clothes, worn jeans, corduroy, and as one quilter put it, old raggedy cloth are transformed into bold geometric forms and improvised stripes, created oftentimes as the women sang spirituals.
A lonely graveyard, many miles away, lies your dear old mother beneath the cold clay.
Born of practicality, poverty, and community custom, the Quilts of Gee's Bend became a blockbuster art show in museums across the country. New York Times art critic Michael Kimmelman wrote after seeing the show in 2002, "Imagine Matisse and clay arising not from rarefied Europe, but from the caramel soil of the rural South in the form of women, descendants of slaves, when Gee's Bend was a plantation." Louisiana Bendolph is one of those women.
Quilting is just like, you know, it's something you inherit. And at first I didn't look at it that way. And I think that's why you think of something that your parents done and you say, you know, kids like to follow what their parents do sometimes. And so quilting is kind of like passed down because of the desire to do it and the need to do it. That's why I kept on going.
These days, many of the quilters are elderly and don't get out much. But I'll be speaking with Louisiana Bendolph for Air Serenby's Speaking of Making series tonight at the Atlanta History Center at 7:30. It is a rare chance to hear a truly original American artist. I'm not going to promise singing, but I'll leave you with this recording from the Sacred Songs of Gee's Bend.
One of these days, I'm going home.
Yes, Lord.